So anyway, I have hearts left. So that's two yeses, one no, and a cup.
Hello and welcome back. This is the third try, but we've got a new season of football, a new season of the pod. We had a draft. I'm here with the usual turkeys. Anthony, how do you feel about the draft? Do you remember the draft?
What I remember, I feel pretty good about it. Woke up to some surprises on my team. Not gonna lie. Some good, some bad.
Eric, how's it going?
Doing great. Had a great time golfing with everybody. Had a great time at the draft. I said it before, I'll say it again. I think this was our best one ever. I had the most fun I've ever had at the draft. Would absolutely run it back.
And Kevin, how's it going?
Doing great. Different location, but really appreciate everyone making their time, taking the time to come up and spend it with us for the draft. And Anthony, who was there in spirit.
Any reviews on the milk and chocolate muffin combo as a pre-bedtime snack?
So good. I did it again last night.
I wasn't sure if that was an old picture or if you put it up twice.
No, that was literally as we were all going to bed, and he came out after brushing his teeth because he thought it was funny.
All right, fair enough. So I know that we want to dig into the draft and go through all the teams. Is there anything we want to talk about first? Anything not directly draft related?
I thought the draft order pick selection went really well. It was super fun. Good job, Tony.
Thanks. It was a group effort, so yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I like the your picking game, like draft spot order little thing you had there, Eric. Whether it becomes like an annual thing to do it in that way or not remains to be seen. I mean, I'm happy to do it, but I also it's always fun to like switch it up too. So we should just like figure it out like a month out when we all start getting excited. So.
Yeah, I really like it. I thought it was a lot of fun and like had like a little bit of control, but also was just kind of a disaster. I thought the like different cards with actions and stuff, you know, the you having to gun to get CMC and people being able to block things and the shenanigans were a highlight for me.
I just wanted to make it as chaotic and yeah, as many shenanigans as possible. I think it accomplished that goal.
I was skeptical early when it definitely looked like you stacked the deck for yourself, but it definitely got a lot more equitable for my liking. So yeah, I'm in for
Let's not misrepresent things. He didn't have to gun to get CMC. He had to gun to get the third pick where he chose to take CMC.
same,
Yeah,
same
some people
idea.
might have been responsible for convincing him that was the same thing, but hard to say.
Who ended up with the 16? Who ended up with number 16? Kurt did at the very end, right?
Yeah.
And then he elected. I was already kind of toast by this point. So he elected to pick at 12. So very specific. That's a very interesting number to choose to pick at, you know? We didn't really get to dig into it there at the time. So I think we're all just so excited to start. But any
I
thoughts?
think that he wanted to draft around a bunch of really soft management, and so that's why he ended up there.
Makes sense he'd pick beside Eric then.
Yeah, exactly. You just know you're getting some freebies.
Was there a moment in the draft that stood out to you, a certain pick, sliding doors moment, for instance, maybe something you were thinking about and then a guy got taken from you or somebody you didn't think would fall to you that made you think a lot and had a certain pick?
I think that this league is always predictably unpredictable. I don't know. I think that generally things went how I expected. I expect there to be that initial run of quarterbacks and then a big pause. Tight ends kind of feel like they went the way they always do.
I think we talked a little bit about this. The tight ends one was interesting. I didn't really expect to have McBride there. I thought Bowers would go earlier, and then I thought McBride would follow a little bit thereafter. And I think just because it's 16-team leagues, people want to like grab one of those or a couple of running backs that the tight ends got pushed down. And I kind of said coming into it after doing mock drafts that I wouldn't pick a tight end or quarterback early because I felt like it hurt depth too much at the end. And then I don't know, I pulled the trigger on McBride. So we'll see how that works out. But that for me, I didn't think would happen. I just thought that was interesting. And I also thought Tino passing up a chance to get the Burrow and Chase stack was also interesting. It's like I was thinking that if I were to pick first, I would probably just take Chase and Burrow because that seems like really fun. It also seems like a potential league winner if they, you know, if one does well, the other's going to do great. So, and then Brandon picked him not long after. So those are a couple things that stood out to me.
I didn't think Bowers was going to get past 17. I thought for sure whoever was at the turn would take him if someone didn't take him in the first round. So he went a lot later than I thought.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Also, the quarterbacks went so early. I really was not expecting that. Like, of all the positions to start that run, I did not think it was going to go mid first or second for us. Sorry.
Does it feel like there's more like interesting rookies this year than normal, or is that just like me paying more attention?
Yeah, I think we don't every year have a rookie getting drafted in the middle of the first round. I think Bijan was a bit of an outlier a couple of years ago, getting drafted at like the five spot or something like that. But usually the first rookie running back goes off the board somewhere in the second round. And we
It
had.
was a very strong rookie running back class. So, and you know, running backs obviously get people all jazzed for fantasy football. So that's probably why you heard a lot about this. That would be
Yeah,
my
I
hypothesis
just.
anyway.
I think that's like fun. I think it's fun to see the rookies go early. It's stressful to draft them, but fun. Okay, let's just do it. Let's get into these teams because I think that's the most fun. I think Eric, you're kind of in charge here, so fire away.
Okay, let's go through each team. We'll start at pick number one with Tino. We'll go down to pick number 16. We'll just make a couple comments about what we think about each team's roster, and then we'll all make a prediction. Playoffs, no playoffs, cuck seed. Those are the options.
Love it.
And then we'll check back at the end of the year as to where we all did in terms of predicting what would be the playoff teams, what would be the Pronly teams, what would be the cuck seed team. And then at the end of this, once we've assessed all 16, we'll each make a prediction for Pronly and champion.
Love
Love
it.
it. Okay, so Tino's team. I'll kick it off. I have no issue with Ja'Marr Chase at first overall. I wouldn't personally have done it, but I have absolutely no issue with it. But I think that he went like unbelievably milquetoast safe after that. And that bothers me. I think to your point about the Joe Burrow thing, I would have loved to see that. I would have loved to see something a little bit more splashy. I think realistically, the only pick after his first pick that I personally like is Jameson Williams. What do you guys think?
I agree. So JMO, I'll just start with that first, was one of the guys that was an oversight by me when I was picking, but I was also couldn't really focus on the sheet. So I just and then I thought I kind of thought he had already was taken, and then I was like, oh fuck, that was one of the guys I wanted. So I do agree. I like that a lot. His running backs are like so boring to me, and two of them are very old. And so it's just yeah, I agree with you. It's a little bit lackluster in my opinion. But I love Brock Purdy, so you know.
Kevin, what do you
It's yeah.
think?
I think I actually think Tino has the best team of anyone in the league, to be honest with you. I think the Ja'Marr Chase thing gives him that much of a ceiling. And then I think Jameson Williams is going to be awesome this year. So I kind of love that. And I think that boring James Giberson-esque running backs can win you a lot in 16-team leagues. And I would throw Tyrone Tracy in there too. The fact that he can start three of them, he's got Tracy, right? Who's the third running back?
Kamara,
Kamara,
Connor,
James Conner.
Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy. Yeah. So I think that's kind of a recipe for success in this league. And I think that having Chase as good as he can be this year with what I think J-Mo can do, I think he has the best team.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess Connor and Kamara have notoriously always gotten hurt, and he has both of them, and they're another year older. So I think there's a little bit more risk there. I don't think they're as safe as they seem. I know they got name value, but I'd be worried personally. But I definitely get your point.
Brendan?
I think the only thing I really have to add is that, I mean, I hate his running backs. I don't see him getting out of our division, a like more difficult division. And so that's why I don't have them as a playoff team.
Interesting that you think you have a difficult division when you
A
only have
more
one
difficult
competitive owner
is
in it.
wow.
difficult for three of them.
I mean, it's frustrating, but like that's also like a factor. Yeah, there's one less spot to get out of there.
Understood fact about the SSFL. I forgot about that. That's my fault. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay. Let's make some predictions. I personally believe this is not a playoff team. Kevin, I think we know that you think this is a playoff team.
Yeah.
Tony?
I had this, it was close for me, but I ultimately went with a non-playoff team. I don't believe those running backs hold up over the course of the year.
Me
And
too.
Brendan.
Yeah. Nope. Dang.
Oof.
Division's too
Tough.
tough, didn't you hear?
Yeah. Tough first in-person draft for Dino. Consensus rankings here.
Well, Kevin Lone wolfed him as the potential champion, so he's got one. Okay, harshest team. Brendan, you want to kick us off here?
I will be straight up. I did not prepare as much as you guys for this, but I generally like this team. I like Jaden Daniels. I like basically the first four picks. I feel like someone has to catch a ball in KC. Jaden Daniels is fun and good. And yeah, I don't really have much else. I mean, the tight end spot is dark,
It's
but I
always going to
think that
be.
Harsh can manage that.
Are we, is everyone just assuming Jaden Daniels is going to be as good as he was last year? Because
Apparently.
I think that's not a guarantee. A lot of things went very, very right. So I guess we'll find out. But where you're drafting him, I mean, that's his ceiling, the third quarterback off the board. Like, he's not realistically going to outscore Lamar and Josh Allen, but you want him at QB3, but man, you're giving up a lot of players to draft him. So I just, it's, yeah, I mean, he's calling his shot for sure.
Definitely. I
Time
think that you like, he is an extremely, like, you got to pick your guy, right? Like, there's no shot he comes back to him.
Nope.
And I guess I am a believer.
I agree with Anthony on the Daniels thing. It's not that I'm anti-Daniels, just like relative for the price you had to pay for him this year. I just wasn't really prepared to do it. So I think that even if he takes a half step back, that can really limit what his team can really do. McConkey worries me a little bit. I know that Keenan Allen's like old. There's like the whole fat Keenan thing, but like he can still get open and Herbert's thrown to him before. So like even if he catches like 75, 80 passes, like I think that could really hurt. And they drafted Hampton for a reason. They're gonna run the ball a ton. So I think that I don't love Harsh's team. I have top heavier more so than others is what I think of his team.
Yeah. I mean, Bijan's obviously can be a difference maker, right? So all these guys at the top of the draft, their middle picks are going to hurt just because they're picking on the ends, and you're really relying on your top end guys just to almost lap the field. And Bijan can do it. I actually do like the McConkey pick. I did originally, although what you just said has me second guessing it now. So fair play. Yeah. But I mean, those even Worthy, I think, is fine. Rice is going to come back, but for the first 4 weeks, he's obviously going to be involved. And yeah, it really is a top end, a very top end heavy team. I think you said it well.
I think I agree with most of what you guys are saying. I think the interesting thing about this team is round 6 and 7. I think that both Bill Kroski and Marvin Mims are very like buzzy guys that a lot of people are really excited about going into the season. I personally am kind of like, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other with it. I don't really care. But I think that if he's right about those two guys, he could have a very good team.
Yep, Bill Kroski currently listed as the RB3 heading into week one. So there you go.
It is a
Okay.
weird little stack with Jaden too, or like anti-stack.
Brendan, playoff team or not playoff team?
Playoff team.
Evan?
I have Harsh as the coxie.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
And Tony?
I almost had him also the Kek seed and ultimately placed him as a non-playoff team. I think he might just miss out.
Okay, I personally do have him as a playoff team this year. I think the top
Okay.
end talent and the potential lower down could be just good enough. We also didn't mention Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is pretty good value in the fifth round as a guy that will probably continue to get a lot of work.
It's true. For
And
those first four games that he's healthy, he'll be really good.
so anyway, I have Harsh as the playoff team. So that's two yeses, one no, and a cuck. Let alone a podcast.
Thanks for getting the
Mm.
title out of the way soon enough.
Okay, Tony's team, you have the floor, Tony. What do you think of your team?
I love my team. I know it wasn't, people were giving me shit for it, saying
No,
it's like
you don't.
one of my worst drafts. I disagree. I think McCaffrey has RB1 overall in the books, as like he's one of the favorites to do so. I have, one of the two best tight ends, which is always an advantage. And I love Trevion Henderson. I think that guy's going to be like a top 12 running back. Pearsall's going to be sick, and I just got to survive until Rice comes back, and then I got to stack with Mahomes. Like, I do like how this turned out. I think Mahomes is actually incredible value. I know we talked, Eric, at some point in the draft, whatever round it was, or like the next person to draft a quarterback is going to miss playoffs because we assumed the next quarterback would be Mahomes. But then I think a couple more ended up going, and Mahomes fell to the seventh. And so, go Patty. That's all I can say.
Tony, I think you're absolutely right. Christian McCaffrey will get that work for those first 4 weeks when he's healthy.
It's okay. I got Garendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Equal talents.
Garendo? Not
Yeah, Garendo.
Robinson? Isn't Robinson the backup now?
Nah, that's just all smokescreen. Kyle took him too early. Garendo's the guy.
I was just checking.
Kevin, what do you got to say?
If CMC stays healthy, if Travion smashes like you think he might, and if Patty Mahomes does do that revenge tour he's 2 years overdue for, then I think your team's going to be really good. If one and a half of those things happen, I don't think your team's going to be good at all. And I think we're going to be bombarded with horrendous trade offers weekly.
I mean, that's going
Sign
to
a
happen
contract.
regardless. Yeah,
I'm talking worse, desperate.
I think, sorry, I'll just. No, go ahead, Eric, first.
I was going to say, I tend to agree. Like, when I look at the top three picks of your team, I like it a lot. The upside is there. I think there's a reasonable amount of safety there. Like, Trey McBride hasn't had a lot of injury history. Travion Henderson is a rookie that seems to have, like, a very comfortable share of the snaps. So even if he's not amazing, he'll at least be, like, solid enough as your RB2. It really, really just hinges on Christian McCaffrey. And to Kevin's point, he has years where he plays two games, and he has years where he plays 16, and he's like far and away the best fantasy player we've ever seen. And so I can totally see why you did it. It scares the shit out of me. And then I just think it's insane to take Ricky Pearsall in the fourth as you're like, I believe this guy's going to absolutely pop, having seen very little and also already being dependent on the San Francisco offense. Like, I just think that that's like too many eggs in one basket. And it's like the anti-stack also, to use Brendan's thing from before.
Okay, so I know the Pearsall pick got a lot of buzz, but like, is it any different than picking him in the fifth round? Like, I don't like Tyrone Tracy. I don't like Xavier Worthy. I don't like Aaron Jones. The only guy I would have taken him was JMO. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, if I take him in the fifth round, is that any different?
No, I just wouldn't have taken him.
Oh, see, you're wrong. So,
Like, if you have Christian McCaffrey already, I just wouldn't have taken him.
yeah, no, they're going to be sick. They got the easiest schedule in the league.
I think that to me, the other part of that is like stacking the risk of Pearsall with Rice and not having like anyone in there, at least for the first couple of weeks, that you can do much with.
I don't think Pearsall's a risk at all. They have no one else to throw to, and he ended the year fantastic, and they have a super cake schedule. So, like, at worst, he's just going to be heavily involved. So, to me, he's like actually super safe. Like, he's safer than Jameson Williams. Williams has higher upside, but he's the RB, the second wide receiver in that offense with a new offensive coordinator. So, like, Pearsall's going to get 8 to 12 targets in week one. So, to me, like, he's not actually risky. That's the way I see it anyway.
What if their schedule is so cake that they don't have to throw the ball because Brian Robinson's getting 25 touches
Yeah, then I'm
a
in trouble. Then I'm in
game?
big trouble.
I think that to me, this is like the riskiest team I've ever seen Tony draft. Like, this is a Kyle team to me. Like, this is just like we're swinging for the fences. And like, I don't know. That's tough in a year where no one's going to trade with you.
It was a little bit of a heat check draft for me, for sure. So
There it
we'll see how
is.
it goes.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I think to sum it up for me, I think it's much more likely that you put too many of those high risk variables for them all to hit. And if they do, then it's horseshoes again. So I don't know what to tell you. I am happy
Actually,
for you that you got CMC though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I also think it's really high risk. I would actually say, though, that you have done this before. In the Vegas draft, you drafted Travis Kelce when we knew he was going to be out for the first few weeks, and you drafted Jonathan Taylor, who was out for like six within the first three rounds, and that like horseshoed then. So that I can definitely see that this being a heat check one, and hopefully lightning doesn't strike twice. Okay, let's make some predictions. Brendan, playoff team?
Duck.
Cock? Kevin.
I got a straight up miss. I just think it's too many variables.
I do have Tony in the playoffs here. Tony, what do you have?
Okay, I have myself in the playoffs. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Okay. Brendan, you have the floor. How do you feel about your team?
Mostly very good. I think that I mean, Saquon's a fucking monster. He is exactly who I wanted in this spot and why I picked going at the front of the draft instead of the back. I was a fairly late on the bottle selection, and I think I put mine at the front and paid a gun to do it, knowing that I would end up like 2, 3, 4, and it worked out well. So I'm very happy about that. I like the Seahawks offense. I like having T. Higgins. I like Ham Hocks. I know that James tried pretty hard to convince me off that, so I will take the L there if I'm wrong about that, but I feel good about it. I like Baker. The one thing I don't feel great about is I feel like I left the last couple drafts feeling really good about like in the like 10 through 14 having a couple guys that I thought could really succeed. And I know that that's gone poorly for sometimes, and sometimes they end up with Bucky Irving. But I don't feel as good about that this year as next year. And I think those are really important to actually like closing out a season.
Kevin, what do you think?
I think Brendan is a team that I would never have drafted, but I've also never won. So that's probably more of a regalia magnifico than actual analysis than anything. I just like Saquon, sure, obviously a great player. I think there's obviously the well-documented touches factor from the wear on the tires for the next year. I think that even if he doesn't get hurt, they're not going to give him that amount of work. So I think they're going to gear down the volume. That just makes sense, especially for a defending team. I really don't buy the RJ Harvey hype. I that's true of regardless of whose team he was on. I think Dobbins is the pick I would have taken there. JSN, I'm totally fine with as the wide receiver one. I don't think I would agree that I like the Seahawks offense, but he's going to get peppered, so that's good. Higgins has injury concerns, and I need to see it from JJ McCarthy. So to me, Hawkinson, I know a lot of people have him in sort of that higher tier for tight ends. For me, he's just right in that mushy middle because I just don't trust the quarterback. And I just don't buy Keon Coleman. I think the entire year last year they targeted him like 60 times or whatever it was. So I really don't think he'd be a factor for me. So like I said, not a team I'd draft, but I already said it. I'm not going to say it again.
I think I mostly agree with Kevin. I don't think I'm quite as negative on it, but there's a few guys on this team that I look at, and they are people that I would have been afraid to draft personally. Like I knew going into this year that I didn't want to be picking at the spot where I would have to stare down Saquon Barkley and decide if I was going to draft him, just because it does scare the shit out of me that he probably will only be 80 or 70% of last year in terms of fantasy points. Just like these guys just don't repeat. And part of that is just the running back who finishes RB1 almost never does that again. But part of that is the number of touches that he had last year, the number of yards that he had last year. He set the all-time record for yards in a season, including playoffs. Like that's just a lot on a 29-year-old running back. But I mean, I still would have taken him. It's one of those things. Like I just didn't want to be in that spot to have to take him. Like it's hard to not do it. It scares me. T. Higgins, I kind of feel similarly about. I feel like we saw kind of the ceiling of T. Higgins last year in that offense, in that that offense was like absolutely incredible, scoring 100 points a week basically. And T. Higgins, I know he missed some time. He missed four games, but he still only ended up with like 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. And I just think that that's kind of the ceiling you could expect. His touchdowns were like over expected. I would expect, this year he'll get 1,000 1,000 yards, six touchdowns if he stays healthy for 16 games. And that's just not exciting to me. So, yeah. Tony, what do you think?
I agree with you guys. But some of these players I just I'm not fans of. So like I've never been a big T. Higgins guy. I never understood it. He can't stay healthy and he's a very touchdown dependent. And I'm looking at that draft personally. There's like I would have taken Marvin Harrison, George Kittle, Mike Evans, Devontae Smith, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, and McLaurin all over him personally. And so to me, I don't know. We'll find out. And I think the price for Hockenson for what he gives you as like probably the tight end five is not worth it. But he's very safe. So maybe there's maybe that comes into play. So yeah, I don't know. I just feel like you might be in kind of a obviously Barkley, he's either great or he gets hurt. Those are the two options. So I mean, it's kind of like the McCaffrey thing. Like injuries can happen to anyone, so you know, it's hard to predict that. But I think beyond that, you might be looking at an Eric situation from, was it last year, a couple of years ago, or like my team's just a large number two.
I will say I actually do like RJ Harvey. I disagree with Kevin on that one. I think that it's exciting to me to have a rookie running back that has a pretty clear role in an offense similar to Trevion Henderson. And I'm not tape dogging like Kevin is. Maybe that's part of it. But I tend to like that kind of a pick at the type of value that you got him at.
Yeah, that's true. He's a bit of an unknown, so maybe I'm not giving enough credit. He could turn into like a very viable like running back too. Absolutely.
All right, Tony, playoff team, non-playoff team.
Yeah, with that being said, I have him as a non-playoff team.
Kevin?
I also have him as a non-playoff team.
I also have him as a non-playoff team. Brendan, who do you
Oh,
got?
man.
Oof.
I'll
Oof.
see you idiots in the playoffs. I like this team. I genuinely like I disagree with the T. Higgins take. I think looking at the other wide receivers around there and complaining that he's a mid receiver is just like, yeah, they're all mid receivers. And I like it.
Okay. Brandon's team. Tony, kick us off.
I really like Brandon's team, even though I questioned the Joe Burrow pick because I thought it was a little bit too early. And I still think looking at the players after him and the quarterbacks that went later, there, if you kind of do the mental swap in your head, I think this team could be even better. But that being said, Gibbs is a stud. I totally believe in him. Cook is very, very solid, even if maybe he was a bit over efficient last year. I have a feeling he wanted Omarion Hampton and then he went just before him. And if he had gotten Hampton, I think his team is like really, really good. And I love Waddle and Abuka as his wide receivers, considering he took Burrow in the third. So I think it's just a really balanced team, top to bottom. And he got that trendy late round tight end, Tucker Kraft, that people like. He's got a couple of like long shot running backs. Like Kareem Hunt's probably gonna have a couple of games this year where he's viable. Roshan Johnson maybe falls into the end zone. Dobbins, we don't know what that backfield's like. So yeah, it was a pretty solid draft. So I really like it.
I
It's
mostly
a
agree.
lot, sorry, I will just say it's a lot riding on Burrow though. I know he kept saying he was the QB2 last year in SSFL, which is true. But for like a non-running quarterback, you pretty much need like 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. So, I mean, it's a lot to ask.
Yeah, that's actually kind of why I like his team a lot, actually, is that I think that that is possible for Joe Burrow. And I know I just said the opposite with respect to T. Higgins, that they're not going to do it again. But I also just think that Joe Burrow still would have been my QB3 this year. I would have had him over Hurts and Jaden Daniels in terms of what I expect. I think that whenever you're looking at rankings are still being done based on 4 points per passing touchdown. So they're always overrating running quarterbacks and not adjusting for how we run our league. And so I just think Joe Burrow is like generally underrated. And that could be really good. I don't like James Cook in terms of it does nothing for me. It's not exciting. I do think that he's going to get half as many touchdowns as he got last year, this year, just because it was so overly efficient. But I still think there's no risk with the floor. Like he's going to get 1,000 yards and, nine touchdowns or something like that. And you're going to be totally happy with that production, putting him in your lineup every week. That being said, after those three picks, I don't really see anything that jumps off the page to me. I know you said you like J.K. Dobbins. Kevin, why is that?
Well, I just think he's one of those guys that is a veteran running back that they signed for a reason that people don't like going into the fantasy year because he's not the hot young rookie that is going to go take over the backfield. Like, it reminds me a lot of, again, maybe not a great example, but like Devin Singletary last year had the backfield for 6 or 7 weeks, which in a 16-team league, if you can get that in your flex, that's his flex, right? Like, that's a pretty solid start in a 16-team league. If you know your guy's getting 18 carries, it could be for 60 yards, he might get a touchdown. So I just think that that alone kind of gets undervalued in our league a little bit because, as a guy who doesn't draft running backs, as Brandon's AI told him, it's kind of hard to find even a guy that's going to get guaranteed touches. So, yeah, even if RJ Harvey ends up with 15 touches and he takes 11. Like, I'm still kind of okay with that in my flex half the time based on some of the teams we're looking at. Like, that's, I think that a little bit.
Makes sense. Also, Egbuka, or Egbuka, whatever you're supposed to say it. This is the guy who like mostly passed me by in my draft prep. I don't really know anything about him. Can somebody give me the sales pitch on Egbuka?
Godwin's already hurt, and Mike Evans is going to be hurt, and he's a good player. And that offense is going to be good.
Was he a first round NFL pick?
Yeah, he
Second, potentially.
may have been a late first, high second. I think he was a first.
I'm pretty sure it was like that classic story that he was in an unbelievable wide receiver room with some of the best young receivers in the league, and he was the guy. Remember, that was the JSN story? He was in a room with whoever he was with, but he was the best receiver.
19th overall.
There you go. I think some people have said some similar stuff about Luka, about the room that he, like, did he go to Ohio State? Was it? Yeah, whatever.
Need a slurp.
Yeah, he did.
But again, all unproven. I think it's just opportunity, and Baker's going to come out and sling it again. So.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Brendan, I haven't given you much of a chance to jump in here. Do you have anything to say about Brandon's team?
I came into this draft just wanting to avoid the Miami offense like the plague. I'm sure that, they'll have people scoring points. And I actually think it's kind of interesting if Tyreek doesn't end up playing or that relationship falls apart. Like maybe Waddle is good, but like I just don't like anything about Miami. I actually do like Egbuka. I mean, I'm a little bit like got my slice of his pie with Baker because I do really like that offense this year. I don't like Cook. I really like Burrow. I don't know how I feel about Burrow. I always feel like he's worse than he is. And then every time I look at his numbers, I'm like, no, like this guy knows ball. And so I don't know how to like reconcile that. I think that Dobbins, I'm obviously pretty down on because I've kind of, put my eggs in the RJ Harvey basket. And like realistically, I feel like if there's a week where he has to start Kareem Hunt, like he's down bad. And don't like that option. So I mean, I think that Brand is a bunch of, I mean, he drafted right beside me. It feels like a series of things where I had two options and chose the one that he didn't. And so like I kind of like by nature of that don't like his team.
That's a great point. Okay. I personally don't have Brandon as a playoff team, but it was very on the fringe for me. What do you have, Tony?
Oh, I had him as like a firm playoff team. It was like a no
Okay.
doubter for me.
Okay. Brendan?
I've switched this like twice while we've been talking about this, and I think I'm gonna sit on not a playoff team. I think that the bets that he's made are at odds with the bets that I've made, and I'm gonna make the playoffs. So there you go.
Okay. And Kevin.
Brandon was the other team in consideration for best team in the league with Tino's, in my opinion. So I'm going to have him as a playoff team. I actually think James Cook, I get that he had 18 touchdowns last year, but I think everyone just says that and then forgets that he's on one of the best offenses in the league and is clearly their best running back.
It's
So.
kind of weird fantasy thing where a guy scores touchdowns and somehow that's a bad thing
And he
the
did
next
that with
year.
Allen as his quarterback. So, like, it's not like he was getting vultured. Like, I get that he scored a ton, but if anything, that just shows the amount he can score. So, like, I think that's being spun kind of a weird way. I think he's got two awesome running backs.
And don't
Higgins
forget,
touchdown dependent.
Okay.
If I don't agree with that either, because there was a ton of games. If you watch Bills games, that dude breaks off 20-yard, 18-yard runs all of the time. Like, I don't know if it's because of the way that defenses have to stack against them with Allen or however they do that, but I think he's one of the guys that the narrative is kind of been flipped on him. I don't really understand it.
I just, it's not just that he scored a lot of touchdowns, but that he scored a lot of touchdowns in a way that like doesn't match with what we expect from numbers. Guys that get the number of touches and the number of touches inside the 10-yard line that he got last year don't typically score as many touchdowns as he did. They typically would be expected to score like 12. And yes, there are some running backs that are just talented enough to consistently beat the expected numbers. Austin Eckler was one that was just like always scoring touchdowns that he wasn't expected to. So if you think James Cook's that guy, then he's that guy. But I just
I don't
don't.
actually think the argument is because of James Cook. I think it's because of Josh Allen, because of the way that they need to account for him in the middle, because he's got 60 pounds on James Cook. If he's going to pull the ball, he's going to run over whoever they put in the middle. So I think it kind of slices both ways, but I understand your regression aspect.
Totally fair.
Gibbs is a stud. Don't forget about that. Gibbs has lap the field RB1 potential.
Ask Tino about
New,
that.
how much does a new OC affect that? Like I under like I'm actually genuinely curious. Like that
I
to
mean,
me made me a little nervous.
it affects it. We just don't know how. And he's incredibly talented. So, yeah, I mean, maybe the new OC says David Montgomery's a bum and Gibbs just gets all of the work, in which case, fantastic, right? We'll just have to wait and see. I don't think it's worth making any conjectures.
Well, I think that's way more likely, Anthony. Like, if you're the new OC and you're coming into an offense, and you evaluate the two of them, I know I was giving you shit for it last year because the Montgomery thing works, but if I'm going to try and make my stamp on it, I'm giving him the ball more than Montgomery, even if it's a little bit more than last year.
Okay.
All right. Dion's team. Brendan, what do you guys say about Dion's team?
The things that jump out to me right away is that he picked Kyle Pitts and then picked another tight end 2 picks later. Joe Mixon, I think at this point I consider dead until proven otherwise.
So did the Texans, I think.
I think Stephon Diggs needs to prove something to me. I like this is he's firmly in the like, clearly he's been a good player, is a good player, but I don't trust the situation there. And I don't know, Bears offense is a dumpster fire. I don't like Deion's team. I like his first 3 picks and then or his first 2.5 picks and then nothing else.
You still think the Bears offense will be a dumpster fire with one more year, Caleb, and with Chaos or with Ben Johnson there now?
I think that this is the same sort of like, show me before I'm not going to be the one to, make that bet.
Kevin's pointing at the camera. He agrees. He's
Couldn't
been
agree
hurt
more.
before. Kevin, what do you think about Deion's team?
I think Dion's team is really good. I don't know. I think that Hampton seems like the dude. The more we don't hear about Najee's injury, that it's kind of clearly his backfield. I think that's a pretty good pick. I know that Swift isn't great, but he's clearly the best running back that Chicago has. I know that's, Ben Johnson moved on from him already, but those are two guys that are going to be bell cows. CD, I was really hoping I would be able to get a shot at CD, and when Dion was in front of me, I knew that wasn't going to happen. I think he has just as good a chance as Ja'Marr Chase as being the wide receiver one this year, personally. And if Drake May is going to take the step that a lot of smart people seem to think he is, he's going to need a receiver, and it's not Pop Douglas. So I think Diggs is going to get volume fed, and so I think he's got a pretty good floor. I think it's a very kind of classic Dion drafted team.
This is a sober person who drafted. So, I mean, it's a good team. It's like a very organized, balanced draft, and Dion, you're a child. You're there for like 4 hours mixing a beer, buddy. I mean, come on now.
Most interesting thing to me about Dion's team is how Marion Hampton does this year. I was walking into the house to go get something at the time that Dion was up for his second round pick, and he was like distraught at what was available to him. And I initially just said, like, just take James Cook and don't think about it a lot and take your medicine and move on. And he clearly didn't like that suggestion. And so I said, okay, take Amarian Hampton, get the upside, and then move on. Like, it's not that tough. And he took Amarian Hampton, and then he told me about how it was going to be my fault for the rest of the night. So I think it's funny that I think most of us on this podcast are fairly excited about Amarian Hampton, or at least think that it's good potential. And the guy who ended up with him on his team hates him. So that'll be a fun one to watch for me this year. The other thing, of course, is the Joe Mixon pick. I thought for sure he was going to take Dak Prescott in that spot. I don't understand, and I still want an answer from Dion as to why he didn't want to stack Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Just seemed to make the most possible sense. Instead, he's got a guy who apparently has like a bone composting in his body or something like that. So,
I think he doesn't. I think he's mad at Dak for like making them give him that contract, which has made like forced them to let Parsons go. He's basically said that Dak has hamstrung that team. So I think he took a moral stance on that. And I hope he pays for it because I couldn't agree more with the fact that he should have stacked him.
okay. All that being said, I have Dion as a playoff team.
Me
Tony, what do
too.
you have?
I also have him as a playoff team.
And Kevin, is this unanimous?
Yeah, and I also think that we talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, but value picks. I think the fact that if we look back at this, where Marvin Harrison went in the third relative to where he went last year, I think this could be one that we kind of kick ourselves.
Yeah, I love the Marvin Harrison pick. I think the guy's going to be great. So, yeah.
Second best receiver on his team on two, which is going to be annoying as hell.
Okay, Justin's team. For me.
Oh, these are backwards.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this
Yeah.
Justin's team?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No.
Justin's team
Yeah, the
that was
draft board is
drafted at
different.
the seventh spot was, to me, the team that stood out as my favorite team in the draft. I love the Justin Jefferson pick. I don't believe that Justin Jefferson will be held back by the new quarterback. I think he'll be fine. I think the offense is really good, and I think Justin Jefferson is just like incredibly talented and will get a ton of targets and do Justin Jefferson things with them. I also love Lamar Jackson. I don't think it's too early to take a quarterback there. I think George Kittle's super solid, and then I think what he did after that is also really solid. I love that he got two running backs from the Dallas backfield. Somebody has to get the carries there. I love that he got Cortland Sutton there. I think that's a really like safe floor pick. He played well last year, 200 plus fantasy points. I think Bo Nix takes a little bit of another step. Cortland Sutton will be a guy that benefits from that. I think this is just a really, really solid team, and he's got great players at those two onesie positions with good players around him. Kevin, what do you think?
Well, obviously this is the pick that Justin and I swapped. So I traded, I elected not to pick here after watching the first six picks go. I think it's a playoff team. So before I say all what I'm going to say, like I do think it's a playoff team. I love his team outside of the running backs. And again, like I get him and I took a very similar strategy, but I personally feel a lot more confident about the running backs I was able to get. I really, to me, it really hinges on the first round pick. I just think that to your point, you said that Justin Jefferson's going to be fine, and I would rather not pick someone who's going to be fine at seven. And like to me, I've already said my McCarthy thing. I don't think that I've seen a lot of people that are just penciling him to be to be as good or better than Sam Darnold because he's Sam Darnold. I don't really think that's fair. I think there's 4 years of actual NFL experience that Darnold had, and McCarthy's thrown like 10 passes in the NFL preseason. So I think there's a lot to be proven. And Jefferson is amazing, but if he's wide receiver six, then I'm glad I made that trade. So to me, that was where I was a little bit worried about picking someone there, where I think that later I could have got someone with a similar ceiling, if not a lower floor.
Super fair. I just want to clarify, when I say I think Justin Jefferson will be fine, I mean like fine for Justin Jefferson, as in I could still see him being wide receiver one at the end of the year.
Yeah, I just wanted to use your words against you,
He's the only person who doubled up on quarterback and tight end the first three rounds. And the first, yeah, in the first three rounds, so it was always highly risky strategy because the rest of the roster does suffer. That being said, he's got three guys in the first two rounds that can all finish number one at their position. So, if he can scrap together some RB starts, I think this is a very high ceiling team. There's a very low floor on this bad boy as well, though.
I think that first of all, I want to say that Kevin, the value of being able to watch six picks and then decide when your draft is insane. It's so good. Like you were that was happening, and I was just like blown away that you were getting that option. So like, good on you for
That
whatever
was shrewd. That was shrewd. I liked it
voting
at the
got you
time. It was
there.
nice. Yeah. Thanks.
Take advantage of the second drunkest guy there.
That being said, like this is a team I would never draft. I would not have the stones to draft Kittle there. Even looking down the barrel of, Breece Hall being Breece Hall on that offense, and then two running backs that I personally don't like very much coming after him in Pacheco and Pollard. The prospect of trying to manage RBs the way that I feel like Justin's going to have to do for the rest of the season is scary to me. And like maybe that makes me a coward more than it makes this a bad team, but like I just don't buy it. Even with Judkins, it seems like maybe settling down to be working out for him. I think that it's sketchy.
That's the biggest question mark I have, actually. What do you guys think? Does Quinshon Judkins play meaningful snaps for that team before Justin gets roster crunched into having to make a hard decision about him?
Yeah, I think he does.
You don't think he's going to get suspended after he signs?
It's a fair point. I hadn't considered that.
I want to point a clarification here by meaningful snaps. Do you mean like he's given the ball in spots that are meaningful, or he makes meaningful plays? Because I think that
Like, I
those
think,
can be
will
different.
he be on the field in frequent enough, like a high enough percentage of snaps for the team that Justin feels comfortable starting him?
It might not be until week four, so it'll depend on how he does. Yeah, no, I see your point. Yep.
Okay, I have him as a playoff team. Kevin already said he has him as a playoff team. Brendan, what do you think?
I got him as a playoff team.
Can I make one last point on Justin's team? Because again, overall, I love his team outside of the running backs. Like I really do. I just felt the need to defend myself after the trade.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
No.
that like that loving the team, like you love the team because he sacrificed running backs to get the team.
Yeah, that is true.
It honestly reminds me of Eric's team last year a little bit, where it's like I'm going in on all these three guys at their position, and if they're not one or two, I'm kind of fucked. Like after you made that trade, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah,
Yeah,
not a
that's
good
fair.
place to be after the draft because you didn't have to trade away all of your other players to get there. So,
Correct. You might have to trade everyone for a running back.
okay. Last one of the first half here is Mike. Kevin, what do you think of Mike's team?
Sorry, I'm scrolling here. I think that every year that Mike drafts, he gets deeper into the draft before stepping on his own landmine. And last year, I think it was T. Higgins in the fourth, like with the already having Jamar. And he was dialed. He had his magazine back-to-back years. He was there. And I thought he did so well up until the Charbonnet pick. I really did, and I'm having a hard time looking past it because if Sharbs was his RB2 with the Ken Walker health concerns, I would really kind of like it. I think it's shrewd, but I'm a little bit worried going into week one with a healthy Ken Walker that would be my RB1. So I want to commend Mike for continuing to get better at drafting. I just think he stepped on that mine a little bit later this year.
Would you have taken Austin Eckler instead of Zach Charbonnet?
1,000,000%.
Yeah, me
I
too.
wouldn't have thought in twice about it.
Or even Jordan Mason, honestly. Like, just guys you know that are going to get work. But I mean, I know that's up for debate. Eckler for sure, though.
You think Jordan Mason gets a larger percentage of the snaps on that team than Zach Charbonnet?
Yeah, I also think they're going to be a little bit better. So, and I think Mason's more likely to score. So,
Okay, fair enough.
yeah.
Brendan, what do you think?
I think that, like, it's fun to dunk on the drafting two defenses thing because it's funny, but it like that doesn't matter. But I think that he has like more handcuffs than a greasy erotic store, and that's not a good place to be. Like,
I mean,
That's
it isn't that is he didn't draft a running back for the first four rounds, so that's kind of all that's left. And to his credit, he did just hammer them in the, four handcuffs in the next five rounds, which is what you're supposed to do. But yeah, I mean, I agree with what Kevin said. I really did like his team up until the fourth or fifth pick, because I thought his first four picks, I was like, all right, he's just committing to the bit. I kind of love it. I kind of like Tyreek Hill. It's a little bit risky, but man could be good. Ridley's very solid, and then kind of all just fell apart. And then he panicked because he didn't need Shakir. He did not need Shakir. He could have drafted Jalen Warren. That would have been sick.
If you
Could have
had
drafted
Eckler,
J.K. Dobbins, right?
if you had Eckler and either of those two guys instead of Charbonnet and Shakir, I think that is just a home run of a like a five, six rounds there.
Yeah, that's like a
Crazy.
zero RB draft gone right.
Yeah.
I know he picked Shakir because of the Josh Allen stack, which is like, that's not really a stack because
He's the
whatever. And he's not even going to start him. So, it's tough.
I think it's really tough to finish my thought. I think it's really tough to manage that kind of an RB room. I think that you can absolutely get it right, but you can absolutely like just completely miss too. I'm not a Tyreek believer. I'm actually a little surprised that you guys are. I have not heard any good news come out of like that room for him, like not being voted a captain. I know is like a little bit of like not football football drama.
I
And I don't
don't, it's
know.
not that I'm a fan. I just think there, it's kind of like, it's just a high risk, high reward pick. That's all. And I mean, yeah, could totally crash and burn.
I do really like Josh Allen there, though. I think that he can easily be, I mean, he's, easily going to be the QB1. His
I'm not
QB3 is like his floor.
I'm not sure there's a better receiver you could have paired Tyreek Hill with than Amon-Ra too. Like I really like that from Mike. And I think Ridley's great. Like I kind of like his team despite what he did with the running backs. I believe in his in-season management. I've got Mike as a playoff team this year.
Okay. I do not have Mike as a playoff team. Brendan, do you have Mike as a playoff team?
No, I do not believe in his in-season management as the only consistent person that starts inactive people.
I also don't have Mike as a playoff team, and it could be much worse for Mike. Spoiler.
Yeah, I also am with you, Brendan, that I don't believe in Tyreek Hill, just for the record. I think it's fine. It's one of those picks where it's just like, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to be like mad at you for believing in it. He's done a lot of things in his career that have been good. It's just I wouldn't personally have done it there.
Can I start the next one?
Yeah. What do you guys say about
Because,
Kenny?
well, I just think it's really funny that he went from the volatility of drafting CMC first overall last year to drafting a rookie first overall this year. And I would have bet that he was going to come into this draft and draft like the most lunch pail of lunch pail teams ever. And I think he kind of didn't. And
Is
that's
that good or
really the end of
bad? Do you believe in the people he drafted or?
I like BTJ. I mean, Jalen Hurts is good. I think I'm going to be cursing every time Jalen Hurts inevitably scores a 1 yard touchdown, but it'll happen and he's good. I wouldn't have picked him there though. I kind of had Burrow as my last, like, if I don't get Burrow, I'm waiting to get one of the mid-tier guys that I ended up with. Monty, I'm like a little biased because I feel like every time I watch him, it's just sad. And like, I actually, my take on the OC thing was that they would probably just give it to Gibbs because the guy's good. And, it makes you look good when your running back scores you a bunch of points. I don't really have an opinion on Odunze because, again, Chicago is just not something I wanted to be involved in. And Ramondre sucks and the Patriots suck. I don't know anything about Loveland other than that, like, I hope he works out for them. So I don't know. I think that this is just kind of a like, I don't have anything to get excited about on this team.
I more or less agree. I think that Ashton Gentry to me was one of the bigger trap picks in the draft. And the reason that I think that has nothing to do with Ashton Gentry is just the fact that I think their offensive line is not very good. And that always matters for rookies more than people factor in. They've had a huge overhaul of their offensive line during this offseason. And the biggest predictor of offensive line success is just how often you've played together. And so that just scares me. as putting all your eggs in that basket. I also think that they have the most cowardly coach in the world. And so you're going to have a lot of drives just like stall short or like field goals kicked on fourth and one at the goal line that hurt the guy's value. And so to me, that's something I wouldn't have done. I also don't really like Jalen Hurts that much. I wouldn't have done that at that point in the draft. I think that he's fine, but I don't actually think Jalen Hurts has the like QB1 upside personally. I think he has kind of like QB4 5 upside, and therefore I wouldn't have made that pick.
I agree with what you're saying, except that based on what happened last year to Kenny, I'm just predicting it to be a playoff team because of karma. I like his picks. I think it's pretty solid. I think there's nothing that stands out there. I think people sleep on Brian Thomas. I still think Chanty could be great. Not a big fan of Montgomery, as you said, but overall, I think it's solid. And I think he's due. He's due for some good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. BTJ was one of the guys I just didn't really want to take this year. Like, I get that he was really good at the end of the year last year. His two best games were with Mac Jones, and they just drafted a wide receiver second overall. So, like, I don't care how good your year was, you had your organization hire a new OC, and they used that high of a capital on a receiver.
Well, they actually picked a cornerback at second overall.
All right, we'll see. I just, again, I'm not saying like I know that I have a I don't I'm not saying even that Hunter's going to be above BTJ this year. I don't believe that by any means. I just it has to eat into your ceiling. So to me, that was something I was concerned about. I appreciate the Loveland Odunze love there. But as a Bears fan, I tend to agree a little bit with Brendan. I'm not as like they're going to be a total dumpster fire, but like I think Odunze is going to be really good. I think there is a non-zero chance that the end of this year that DJ Moore isn't on the Bears. Like I think they might trade him. And Cole Kmet's still there. Like I just unless Loveland kicks the door down and is terrific, I just don't see a scenario where he's like tight end relevant this year. So I just don't love the ceiling on where Kenny's looking.
I agree on the Roma Dunze thing. I think he could, the way I would see it, he could be a great NFL player this year and not that good for fantasy. And it's interesting what you're saying about DJ Moore maybe getting traded. That actually kind of excites me for Roma Dunze a little bit if that were to happen. But I just think that like there's too many mouths to feed, and he could be very, very good and still be 800 yards and four touchdowns.
It would be awesome as a Bears fan if any of those guys on that team became the clear best player to get the ball. I don't think it's happening. So I can just see a bunch of like not in too much too many mouths to feed, like not in a good way. You know what I mean? Like it's just going to be so watered down that almost no one is that impactful.
Okay, we gotta move it along. Sorry.
We do.
I got him
Tony, you
as a
said,
playoff team.
Kevin, what do you got?
Kenny? Miss.
Yes.
I have Kenny as my cuck seed team this year.
Oh,
Hmm.
like it.
Okay, James's team. Tony, why don't you kick us off? Because you want to keep it moving.
This is the most James team I've ever seen drafted. These guys show up to work on time and they leave on time. They get the job done on time. I mean, this is just, it's fine. It's good, even. He always does this. So I have no complaints. He got good value on guys. I love the Brock Bowers pick. Bo Nix, Eckler, like everything about it's very, very, very solid.
I think I like totally agree. I actually like really like this team. I think this is my like easiest lock for playoffs. The running back situation is weird. Like, I'm surprised he did not take anyone green after Justice Hill.
It's true. He could have used a couple more flyers. You're right.
But I think that that's also something that like we know that James in the first week or two of the draft or of the pre of the season will take a absolute swing at someone on the waiver wire and like just do that. Like that could easily fix that. So I'm a believer.
Kevin?
I agree. Classic James team will be in the playoffs. Maybe not the best team, but probably the fourth or fifth best.
I think James went to James on this one and drafted a bunch of guys that I expect to not perform as well as they did last year. And I think Mike Evans will not get 1,000 yards this year for the first time. And I wouldn't have touched him personally. He's had 2 years in a row of really, really, really overperforming his touchdown expectation. I don't personally really believe in DJ Moore. Even the year that he was really good, he was really, really hard to deal with in fantasy because he was like 2 points, 20 points, 2 points, 20 points. And I don't see that high with the offense this year. So I actually don't have James as a playoff team this year. Kevin, you said you did. Tony, you do have him as a team, playoff
I
team.
do. I do. Yep.
And Brendan does as well.
There's one in the bathroom.
Reliable in-season management too. You're always going to get a strong performance from James in season. So he can guide this one to the playoffs for sure.
My team. I really like my team. I was talking a lot of shit about how much I like my team on the day after the draft. I believe what I said was I think I have the most complete roster top to bottom. I think after doing this exercise, I actually don't know that I agree with that statement entirely. There's a lot of teams that have really good like flexes and tight ends and quarterbacks that they have pretty good rosters too, but I still think that I have like a good combination of upside and safety, and I'm pretty happy. What do you think,
Have
Tony?
you seen the X-ray of Matthew Stafford's back that just got released?
Is this in the last few hours?
Yeah, it's like it's pretty fucked.
Sideways.
Is
It's
it's
crazy.
like it kind of looks like a like I'm like it's
It's a work computer.
yeah.
Sorry, for those it's not a this is an audio medium, but I have my background on blur because Enzo's running around ass naked behind me, but I put my hand up and it just revealed his bare bottom while I was explaining about Matthew ba Stafford's back. So
I think that's actually a fitting metaphor that like it's a little bit of Eric's bare ass might be out here with this Puka Nakua pick where like
Ooh.
the vibes are not good with Stafford.
It's weird, man. Like, I agree. Nakua as a player is fantastic. And if Stafford had no health concerns, he would have been probably like my wide receiver three or something, or even higher. Like, he's fantastic. But I don't know, man. One, these linemen are big and they hit really hard. And fragile backs don't do so well in those situations. And then you paired that up with the also the most fragile running back you possibly could have taken.
Excuse, no, you have him. You don't get to say
I
that.
mean, it's very high risk, very very high upside. So
I think I want to like the only thing I have to say about Eric's team is that yesterday when we were golfing and Eric had like a kind of flub tee shot and ended up kind of by the red tees, and then we're going up there and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It's like right in your hybrid range, and he goes, oh yeah, you know, the thought of driver off the deck crossed my mind, so I'm glad that you said that. And I feel like driver off the deck is his two first picks.
that's a good way to put it. And then
100%.
the Sam Laporta is just a five putt.
The Puka was definitely like I reached for the guy that I wanted. And as I said, part of that is I just think that Puka is so talented that even if there's a backup quarterback in there, he's still going to get a shitload of targets and he'll do something with them. So I think that his floor is like pretty solid at a wide receiver. The Achane thing is just, to me, he was the last running back in a tier for me. And yeah, he's got a lot of risk, but if he didn't have that risk, I feel like he'd be getting drafted at like where Ashton Jeanty got drafted.
Yeah, that's
So
totally
yeah,
fair.
that's fair.
To me, it's like I baked in that risk with where I got him in the draft. So yeah, so I have myself as a playoff team. Brendan, am I a playoff team in your mind?
Nope. Near
Tony, am I a
miss.
playoff team?
I got you as a wild card team, so yes.
Kevin.
I love the Achan pick, but I don't. I have you as a missing the playoffs.
Okay. Who is next here? Kurt. Let's go first here. Kevin?
Is that me? I really liked Kurt's team until he picked Pickens. I thought that was too early, but I also play Kurt in week one, and Pickens plays the Thursday nighter, so that's a guaranteed two touchdowns against me, especially how vocal I've been about it. I don't know. I think he's done pretty well, like his first few drafts, to be honest with you. Like I like Tep McMillan. I don't like Jordan Mason. I think Jacobs and Williams are about as blasé a running back as you could go the first two rounds. But again, what the fuck, who am I to say anything about it? So I think at the end of the day, he did all right, but I think he got a little bit lucky the last couple of years. So I don't love his team.
I like his team, just to take the opposite thing. I think that having the running backs he did is just a real nice foundation. And I don't, Pickens doesn't really excite me. Pittman is a poopy poop. I think Njoku I would have taken over like Kelce, Andrews, Warren, even. Like, just, I think it's great value for where he got him. I don't know anything about Drake May. People smarter than me say he's good. Fine, I guess. I like this team.
I like this team too. I think it's very solid. I think it's very solid. He was, but I do have question marks. It does lack upside to me. He was, yeah, do you agree? He was in contention for the cuck seed for me, just because it feels like he might just cruise along and just kind of get left just at the 8 seed. But then I moved him to a non-playoff team because I think he's got some learning to do still.
I think that this is the first pick off the board in the playoffs, and
Oh,
an
interesting.
early exit.
But you have him as a playoff team. I do not have
Yes.
as him as a playoff team. Tony, you said you don't. Kevin?
Miss.
No. Okay.
He is also in the hardest division in the league.
You heard it here first.
Speaking of the hardest division in the league, Tyler is up next. I really, really like what Tyler did with his first three picks.
With this first pick, yeah, it's true.
Oh, you only like the first pick? You've no belief in Ken Walker yourself?
This is the big reach, but you got to get your guy. He could be great. He could absolutely be great. I just, well
It's
done, Tyler.
always a health concern with Walker, right?
Yeah, always.
I still think he's talented. I probably wouldn't have taken Tony Pollard quite as early as he did. I would have gone with Pacheco or Hubbard myself over Tony Pollard, but it's like splitting hairs.
I actually really like Pollard because Spears is hurt. Like, there's no one else there.
Yeah, I would have taken Pollard. I was upset that he took Pollard, then I had to take Pacheco.
Okay. And I actually think the Jerry Jeudy pick is reasonable too. I think that he showed something last year. He was pretty solid down the stretch. Like he was like a number one wide receiver for the last 8 weeks of the season. And they haven't really done anything to add any more talent around him. So he
I
could still just
have
get a
the
bunch of targets.
actual best pick of this draft for Tyler, is Travis Etienne.
Yes, absolutely.
People are just left for dead, and I'm not sure why. He may just have a starting running back in the sixth round, like a viable like RB2 level running back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting on Tootin, assuming that Etienne is not that person this year, but like I also see it and like drafted Etienne the first year and had a horrible experience. Then he had 2 great years in a row. So, like, wouldn't be surprised if I'm wrong about that. I feel like the cost of me making that bet was pretty low. I think the rebuttal to the Cleveland thing is just like what quarterback is going to throw to him in what week. And that just is like such a bad situation to be in.
What quarterback threw to him last year?
Who knows?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Some guys just get enough targets that they're solid for fantasy.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree on the Travis Etienne thing entirely. I actually don't have Tyler as a playoff team, but that's only because I already had myself, Justin, and Cheriar as playoff teams, and I didn't think I could put the whole division in the playoffs. So.
I
I also don't have him as a playoff team. Just, I don't know. This team just does nothing for me.
also don't. I think the Zay Flowers pick is under discussed horrendous. That guy has played in the league for how many years, and all he does is do nothing for fantasy.
Yeah,
He's like a great wide receiver for the league, but.
I agree with you, Kevin. I've never been a huge Zay Flowers person from a fantasy perspective. And he was on the Promley team last year, so I don't know what that says. But I also have him as a non-playoff team. Sorry, Tyler. I know you're probably the only one who's listening.
At this point, yeah.
That brings us three left. Kevin, you have the floor. How do you feel about your team?
Just like everybody else, I seem to really like my team. I think that the couple positions I'm obviously the weakest at would be running back and quarterback. I talked to quite a few people at the beginning or before the draft that I was quite high on Fields, and I'm very happy that I was able to stack Wilson with him in the fourth round. I think that's pretty nice for a wide receiver three. I'm glad that I got Pacheco, so I have at least like a running back on a team. I hope that Judkins gets suspended. I really like Warren where I took him relative to the other tight ends, because I think based on volume at worst, he's going to be in that sort of 10, 11 range. So I don't think it's the worst for the upside that was there. And I think that I basically just went on volume for my three receivers, and if we'll see what happens.
I think your three receivers are going to get 500 total targets this year. And so I look at your team, and the first thing that stands out is Travis Hunter, and I hate the Travis Hunter pick, but we've beat that to death. And I just think your three wide receivers are going to be so good that I have you as a playoff team. And I think it's like a very solid roster.
I agree with that. Just the sheer volume that Neighbors in London and even Wilson are going to get is like going to be so safe.
Mm-hmm. No notes. Playoff team, see you in the playoffs.
We got a unanimous playoff team for Kevin.
No,
that's the kiss of death right there. No fucking chance. There's no way you get to say that. No chance.
How do you feel about Trevor Lawrence? Because like I know that I've been burned by him and like biased towards him being shittier than he is, but like
me,
guy sucks. Yeah,
I don't think he sucks. I think he's been the victim of like his reputation from when he was the best football player in the country at like 18. I don't know. I don't think the Travis Hunter pick was that bad. I mean, I think the fact that the number two overall pick was it the highest guy drafted since Calvin Johnson at receiver. Is that right? That's off the top, but like in whatever round I got him in, like if he does end up hitting, like I think I'm kind of laughing for what I can trade a running back for. But anyways, thank you, Anthony. Come on, the cuck seed. After the nice things, you did that on purpose. You don't even believe that.
Didn't you put me in the cuck seat?
No, yeah. Brendan did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hot pivot.
Is what it is, man.
Not a no.
Kyle's team is...
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know. I don't have that much to say about it. I think he's got, is he the most Jordan Sandu pick of the, or team of the draft?
I know what you mean. And I agree. When I was looking at it, it is a lot of proven guys.
A lot of proven guys. I don't buy the Kelsey thing. I think that's the biggest thing I take issue with here. I just like, I don't know. I think he's done.
I
got nothing else to think about this year,
though. I love
the
Kelsey pick there. And I think Kevin has more to say about it than I do.
I just think that, through the first 6 weeks, it's that Rice is out. I don't think it's worthy. I think it's going to be a Travis Kelsey, Patrick Mahomes. Like, if we are getting the Patrick, I'm still Patty fucking Mahomes year, like it's going to involve Kelsey and it's going to be early, because they're going to, like, older players are going to peak earlier in the year. So if they're going to use him and he's going to be effective, they're going to funnel him with targets early. So that would be my take on it. I quite like Kelsey this year.
That's fair. I mean, I hope that getting absolutely fisted in the Super Bowl has lit a fire under their ass. And I think that starts with the two of them playing ball.
I totally agree. He's one of the all-time greats. I think that he's heard all of the talk. He's Mr. Swift. He's this, he's that. I think he's kind of here to give it one last really big go before him and the misses just ride off into the sunset.
So what do you think then? When you say you really like him this year, what do you predict?
I think that there's a very real scenario. We're sitting here in week 5 doing one of these podcasts and he's like tight end 4 or tight end 3. And it's one of those things that it's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. He's running his 6-yard whip route over the middle every time and Worthy's running deep. Like, I don't know how else do they get, like, they've got Worthy, they've got Hollywood Brown, they've got Travis Kelsey, and they've got Pacheco. And Kareem Hunt.
Fair enough.
Justin, Justin Watson moved on too, didn't he? Did Patrick Mahomes can't even throw it to him.
Who?
Justin Watson?
Yeah,
Don't
that guy
remember that guy.
stinks.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention because I just realized that I have another draft for another league starting this minute. So I don't know if everyone's had a chance to speak on Kyle's team, but I don't have him as a playoff team. Tony, do you have him as a playoff team?
I don't because classic Kyle, he always drafts very solid. I worry about the in-season management here, so I have him as missing the playoffs.
I do too. I will like also note that Kyle has also now brought up football like 3 times independently. So he's here. He's watching.
I got a miss too.
Last team.
Last team, Sheriar. When I looked at this team, my immediate takeaway was that this team is aggressively mid. Every single one of his picks is the most like, yep, that guy will probably be like middling at the, will probably, return exactly the value that you drafted them at, basically. And because of that, I actually have Shar as a playoff team, but like was the most like just barely over the line, not the cuck seed team for me between him and Kenny. It was like 50-50 for me. What do you think, Kevin?
I largely agree. I think Brown and Bucky is kind of a big swing on the turn there, especially with who was there, some Jordan Sandu players. But I respect it. I don't like Metcalf this year, but to get him where he did, I think that's pretty good value. And Sheriar outside of Anthony might be the luckiest fantasy player I've ever seen. So I will bet on that every day of the week until proven otherwise.
I don't believe in Chase Brown. He's one of the guys I was willing to just ignore this year and not draft because I'm not drafting a guy I don't believe in. So he's got two undersized running backs. Just something to consider, even if they are talented. And he waited way too long on quarterback. Aaron Rodgers stinks, man. That's a huge disadvantage. He's going to get outscored at the QB position by like 12 to 15 points every week. I don't think that can be understated. Like, I get it, quarterback's deep and late round quarterback and all that. I think he took it a little too far, personally.
I don't buy it. I don't think Bucky is worthy of that pick, even though he played well and like that offense is pretty good. I think Metcalf, like, he's clearly gonna get just an absolute shit ton of targets as long as he, gets along with Rodgers. But like that feels like his season is like kind of sneakily dependent on that for a fourth round pick. Mark Andrews, I don't know, I think his time has passed. And yeah, just a lot of meh.
So
I
does that
don't
mean
see it.
you don't have as a playoff team, Brendan?
I don't.
Neither do
Kevin?
I.
Was that a yes from Kevin or?
No playoff team.
All right, that brings us to the end. Last thing to figure out is Fronley picks and championship picks. Brendan, you go first. Who do you got?
I think it's a James year. I really like this team. I know it's a bunch of blue or like lunch pail guys. I just like it. And I think I have faith in his ability to fill some gaps in the first couple weeks and take it home. Pronley, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't know. That's too hard.
No fence sitting, gotta pick bury someone.
All right. Shar, we just talked about your team. I think it's stinky. I think the horseshoes will run out. Maybe one day, hopefully.
Tony, hit me.
Bronley team's obviously Mike. I think history has shown us that's a pretty safe bet. He's going to be in the mix there. And I'm actually going to move Kevin out of the cuck seed and put him into the playoffs. I'm going to kick Eric out of the playoffs and I make Kevin my champion.
Don't do that.
Whoa.
Don't do that.
You're due, buddy. I want this for you.
Thanks, man. Kiss of death.
Devin, what do you got?
I unfortunately have Tyler as my Pronley winner for this year. Nicest guy in the league, does not correlate to fantasy. I really want to pick myself because I really like my team, but that seems like a double kiss of death. I actually think I'm going to take Michael Tiano to win the league for first appearance in person. shell shocked for the record, eyes wide open, like he was on the fucking front lines in World War One.
Glad we could show him a good time.
And to wrap things up, I said it during, I think the best team drafted is Justin, so I have Justin winning the league this year. And I tried really hard to have a different take, but I agree with Tony. I think Mike has the Bronley team this year. So that's a wrap for episode one. We have two teams unanimously not making the playoffs. That's Tyler and Kyle. We only have Kevin and Dion as unanimous playoff making teams this year. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck to
Interesting.
everyone. See you in week one.